joined by quarterback David Garrard, getting to sign some autographs for the fans. A lot of people out here tonight, they seem excited about this inter-team scrimmage.
Absolutely. You know, this was a lot of fun. You know, whenever you can actually practice against another team, you get real looks. When you're practicing against your own defense, they know all your signals, they know all your calls, so it's a little tougher to get a lot of execution. But tonight, being able to go against another defense, a team that hasn't seen our stuff, you know, we were able to execute and have a lot of fun out there. And, you know, I think we had a lot of young guys that, you know, didn't quite know how this day was going to go. They almost were taking it like it was going to be a game. But we had to, you know, kind of keep their nerves a little cool and a little calm just because they haven't been through something like this before. But it was fun. It was a great night. A lot of competing going on out there, but everybody being smart at the same time.
What were some of the positives that you took away from the first team offense tonight against Atlanta's defense?
Yeah, well, we were competing right with them. You know, we were throwing touchdowns in the red zone there. We were getting first downs on our third down situational periods. And we were just executing. We were making plays. Some of the young guys were making plays. Cecil Shorts caught a touchdown from me in the end zone there in our pass Kelly. So it was just a lot of fun just to see the offense go up against another defense, like I said. Defense that doesn't know all our signals and counting everything.
Deji Kareem getting some plays tonight, too. I think he ran one in for a touchdown on the first play in the 2-minute drill. Yeah. What are you seeing out of him?
Well, you know, Deji has been just a pro the whole time he's been here. You know, he's a young guy still, but he's really starting to understand the game and understanding the subtle nuances of the game. But he's just an explosive player, especially when he's out there in special teams. But he is really making a name for himself in the offensive side of things, too, because when you have a guy that can be that explosive and that fast, you got to get the ball to him however you can, just like Maurice. You know, Maurice is a guy the same way, and I can see Deji doing a lot of those same things.
What did you think of Blaine tonight? How's he adapting to this offense?
Yeah, you know, Blaine is he's a young guy that has unbelievable potential, and the way that he throws the ball around, it's like no other. You know, I watch him sometimes, and I'm amazed at how he can fire the ball. You know, he's got a lot to learn as far as the quarterback position. You know, he's young. He didn't have any offseason. But, you know, we're coaching him up as fast as we can in there in the meeting rooms. But he's been great to work with. He's been buying us lunch every other day. So, you know, we don't get the haze, but we can sure enough send you out and get lunch for us.
You said earlier this week your back's at 90%. Any update to that?
You know, it's still feeling good. It's still not 100%, but really over the last couple of years, it hasn't been 100%. But those are the little aches and pains you always got to work through as a football player. You know, maybe one day when I'm, you know, lying on the beach somewhere, it will finally heal up.
All right. Thanks, David.
Thank you.